is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am in the studio here in Asheville, North Carolina, along with producer Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, now it's November. The holiday season is officially upon us. How are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
It's a busy time for us. Very, very busy. Everybody's starting their Christmas shopping already, and the weather's getting cold, so they're looking for indoor activities. They're looking to start collecting, and we are constantly updating our inventory, putting new coins out. It's every time you come in, you're going to see something different.
And if people wait to the last minute to go Christmas shopping, then you guys might be cleaned out.
Yeah,
so probably. The sooner the better.
The sooner the better, yeah. Especially if it's something in particular that you're looking for. Let us know so that we can keep an eye out, maybe help you with that. Because if you're waiting for that special thing and it's the last minute, you're going to kind of probably be out of luck.
Well, you know, sometimes when you have a birthday or there's some other special occasion, a loved one might just give you some money. They might give you $20, $50, $100. And if you're going to put that money out, you really should actually put it into something that has intrinsic value, that's not only going to retain its value, but even become more valuable as time goes on. And that's why people love going to Wright's Coin Shop and buying coins, buying silver, buying gold. It doesn't take a lot of money to get started, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. People come in and say, oh, I can't afford anything in here. Of course you can. I've got coins for 75 cents in here. You can afford to buy a coin.
Mm-hmm. And so what are your hours there?
We are there Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30.
Mm-hmm. And how can people find you?
You can come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, or you can just call us on the phone, ask us some questions. Our phone number is 828-298-5402.
And they have a nice website, WrightsCoinShop.com. That's spelled WRIGHTS. There is a link for your convenience at SpeakingOfStrange.com. They are located, again, off Sweeten Creek Road, not that far from the Biltmore Estate, kind of over in that neck of the woods. And you can call, and you're not going to get some kind of automated message. You're going to get a real person who picks up that phone and talks to you, and there's a good chance it could even be Miss Shelley Wright herself, for all you heavy breathers out there. 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. You've been there a long time. It's your family's business. Shelley, has a man ever walked through the door and specifically sought you out and said, look, Shelley, let's cut the crap. I'm not here to buy coins. I would like to purchase an undergarment of some kind.
You know, of all the years I've been there and all the people I've come in contact with, that's one thing that's never happened.
Are you sure about that?
Has it ever been offered?
No.
There you go.
It has not.
Because I kind of think you might enjoy that. While women appreciate the direct approach, right? A confident man who can just come in there and say, look, I'm walking out of here with some panties. This is going to happen.
You know what? That
16,
is not a foregone conclusion.
16 candles.
So would you entertain that kind of an offer?
What's he offering?
From some guy walking into the coin shop? No.
If he's got a big wad of cash there.
$3,000.
$3,000 for a bra. How about that?
You wouldn't do that?
You wouldn't take your bra for $3,000?
And a Liberty nickel.
Keep in mind, I work with my family.
Yeah. Well, they would say, way to go, Shelley. You turned the biggest profit we've ever had.
You just made payroll this week.
You sold a $10 bra for $3,000. Not like I actually know bra prices.
Yeah, you're way off.
They probably cost a lot more than that.
They're pricey.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, you hear these stories about people going in and, like, wiping out Victoria's Secret and stealing all the lingerie because there's a black market for it. Well, some guys apparently are willing to go to some pretty extreme lengths. I've got some stories, as you might guess, along these lines. This one comes from Harris County, Texas. Headline is Trick or Treat, Smell My Feet, Give Me Something Good to Eat. Apparently, a 26-year-old, now former police officer, is in trouble. He pulled a woman over because her insurance had expired. He told her he smelled marijuana in her car, which she denied, and then he conducted a search. Then he told her he found a marijuana grinder in her car, but she denied having any knowledge of it. So now, you know, here she is in a very tense, precarious situation. And the officer then allegedly told the woman, well, all hope for her was not lost. There was a way out of this. First, he said, I am a foot fetishist. And he said, I will let you go if you will let me sniff and lick your feet.
Fair enough.
What a great compromise. So she says, fine. So she removes her footwear. But then the officer changed gears. He says, no, I have another idea. He says, how about you give me some of your panties in exchange for a release?
The panties your mother laid out? Seinfeld reference.
Okay. And he said he would wipe her record clean if that happened. So then she said fine. She was wearing a skirt. I did mention this is the dark 30 hour, didn't I? So she offers her underwear up. But then for some reason, I guess some sense of morality finally kicked in with this guy. And he decided not to accept them. He didn't sniff or lick her feet. He just let her go. So he didn't do anything making good on his offer there.
Except being creepy.
Yes. And so the woman then filed a police report about the incident, and they quickly identified who the officer was. He was arrested and charged with two counts of official oppression. Interesting. I don't know how that's defined legally. Oppression. And he's currently free on bond. So, you know, anytime you get these stories about cops that are taking advantage of their position and grossly abusing their power, it's scary. Because, you know, sometimes you don't even know if you're dealing with a real cop, right?
That's true.
But nobody wants to go to jail, so puts you in a tough situation. She probably should have called 911 right then and there.
Yeah.
On the spot. I think that's what they would advise you to do if you were in that kind of a situation.
I would say so.
But then I read this next story from Petaluma, California, about a panty bandit. They say this underhanded teen allegedly stole 500 pairs of women's underwear on a spree in California's Bay Area that lasted over 2 years. They arrested the 18-year-old man just recently after an ongoing investigation into ladies' unmentionables. When police made their move, they found the teen riding a skateboard with five freshly purloined panties stuffed in his pants.
You know, that word doesn't get used enough.
I was thinking
purloined.
The same thing. The purloined panties. Sometimes
Joshua
you really...
Joshua P. Ward, in the case of the purloined
panties. Who would pay 99 cents to listen to that audiobook?
You could have it as a paper doll cutout.
The case of the purloined panties. So it says the man did not reduce suspicion when he told police they could search anywhere except his bedroom in his mom's house when he was questioned. He said, I know my rights, and that room is off limits. So after obtaining a search warrant, officers combed through the man's bedroom, and that's where they found the over 500 pairs of stolen underwear, charged him with burglary, and his bail has been set at $40,000.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, panties can be expensive.
This is true.
Plus, I mean, they don't get into how exactly he was stealing these things. I imagine he was breaking into houses.
I'm picturing a clothesline, but they don't have those anymore.
Yeah, depending on the the poverty level of his area. Or maybe, you know, I guess you could go to the laundromat and, mm-hmm. you know, poke around and snatch things.
Really, we could go on and on.
Yeah, let's put ourselves in the shoes of the panty purloiner.
Mm, what would we do?
Yeah.
WWPP do.
So have you ever had any of your undergarments just mysteriously vanish?
No, I don't believe I have.
Mm. I've had some of mine end up in the garbage.
Ew.
But nobody stole them.
Ew.
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, we're coming up on a break here, so I think I'll save this next story for when I come back from the break. Sometimes it's sad to say, but sometimes you come across a story and you think to yourself, because it's like, you know, it's a story about a crime, and you think, well, this is kind of a good idea, actually. I can understand why a man might consider doing this. This is what we call the Dark 30 Hour, and these are, as far as we know, real news stories. And believe it or not, we actually do take measures to verify best we can, especially in this day and age, if what we're reading is true or not. But remember now, you can go to speakingofstrange.com. You'll find a link to our Facebook page that Mobius keeps updated with stories, Twitter feed, and all kinds of other good stuff that will allow you to conduct even further and deeper research on your own. So when we come back, I'll tell you about this interesting crime from Westport, Connecticut, and it involves a wedding. Seems like this time of year is becoming more and more popular for weddings, especially here in Asheville. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
As you stand under the bar lights and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour. here on Speaking of Strange. This is the hour of the show when we talk about some material that's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, some of the news that's more sordid and seedy. So you might want to just tune out if you don't want to hear that type of content. Consider yourself warned. Well, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Let me also point out another great friend and good sponsor of this show, Christopher's Computers. And, you know, I was just talking to Christopher the other day. I actually took one of my computers over there, and he did a fantastic job upgrading and updating that thing, even better than I expected. And that's why he has such a stellar reputation and is sought by people around the country. If you're interested in a really nice new computer, contact him. Or if you have a virus or you just want to do what I did. And, you know, sometimes if you have a computer you really like a lot, you want to keep it alive. You want to keep it running. And he knows what parts are most likely going to go bad. Don't wait until your computer conks out, because then it's a lot more difficult to upgrade it, and then you might lose some of your content. And he can take your computer, and he can transfer all the data. He can actually mirror all that on a new drive, whatever you need. So just go to christophers.computers.com. Obviously, there's no apostrophe in a web address, so christophers.computers.com. And you can call them at 828-670-9800. Whenever we use a laptop here, when I'm out in the field and I'm doing remotes, well, that is a Christopher computer, and that's why it sounds so good. So, again, christophers.computers.com. There's a link on our website, or you can call Christopher at 828-670-9800. Here's a story from Westport, Connecticut. Police are looking for a man they say posed as a guest at a Connecticut wedding reception and then stole gifts from the bride and groom. They say it was the perfect crime. He came to this high-class reception wearing a very expensive suit, seemed to fit in perfectly. Everyone assumed he was a family member or someone they had invited and just didn't know. And during the party and the wedding, he stole everything and then fled. They say he had a bird cage full of wedding cards, many apparently containing large amounts of cash for the couple. And police actually used dogs to track this guy down, and they recovered the empty bird cage. This fellow was seen on video surveillance cameras. Police have released screen grabs in the hope somebody might recognize him, but so far, nobody knows who he is. Talk about confidence, huh? I mean, to put on a suit and stroll in and fool everybody, but what a vulnerable situation when you think about it, because you know that everybody's going to be all polite, and nobody's thinking that some scoundrel has slipped in. But I must confess, I have crashed a few parties in my life. I can do a very good job of pretending that I belong somewhere I don't. Usually it's just to get...
Radio?
For one thing, that's my crowning achievement. But usually it's just to get some, like, free booze and hors d'oeuvres, and that's as far as it goes for me.
A pig in a blanket.
That, yeah, and maybe two or three. But I can understand how you could just slip in and walk out, and sure enough, if it's a wealthy family, some of those wedding gifts can be pretty pricey. Have you ever crashed a party, Sam?
Yeah, I've probably crashed a party. I recall one in particular. But, I mean, if you know, Wedding Crashers, the movie, they did that, you know, to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
They weren't stealing any fondue pots.
Yeah.
Or anything. But if you think about it, like, most wedding gifts are pretty lame.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I hate doing that registry thing. You got that little gun. It's like, oh, hey, we're getting married. You already have to come to our stupid wedding, and you have to buy us this, like, $800 plate set. Yeah, screw you, buddy.
Right, right.
Me showing up is more than enough present.
That's true. I actually, and I'm not going to be too specific here, but I crashed a party at NASA and got away with it.
Cool.
But I think the best run that I had of crashing parties was in Washington, D.C., when Barack Obama was elected president, and there were big, highfalutin, you know, black coat and tie banquets and stuff all over D.C. and nobody could tell if you were like a congressman or something, so they didn't want to like mess with you. And you, if you just very confidently walked into some of these parties.
It's all about confidence.
Yeah.
All about confidence and the look. If you go in looking scrubby, it's not going to work. You're dressed right and you walk in like you belong. Like, what are you looking at me for?
Yes.
Bam. You walk in.
Yeah.
Good to go.
And I got access to politicians, you know, people that you would recognize if I told you who they were.
Did you talk to them or did you just ogle?
Oh, I talked to them, yeah. I talked to a lot of, like, senators and people that you, again,
Orrin Hatch?
Very possibly. But, well, you remember when those folks crashed the White House party?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shows you it's not that hard. Well, okay, here's a lesson that we might all want to take to heart. Apparently, Italy had been going through a really, really difficult financial time. A bad recession hit, and they have just come back just booming out of this thanks to sex, drugs, and, well, that's about it, really. Hookers and dope. They say illegal economic activities such as drugs and prostitution are apparently responsible for having lifted them out of this economic recession. Italy is technically no longer in one. And it says here that they have pretty much embraced the idea that a lot of sort of illegal activities like drug trafficking, prostitution, and smuggling, especially when it comes to cigarettes and alcohol, have really given that boost to the foundation of their economy. And it's kind of like trickle-up economics, I guess, where it's like if the guys on the street are making enough money, they start spending it, and it kind of grows all throughout the society. And, well, look, they've been having great success in Colorado. They're making bukus of money after legalizing marijuana there. And it's not like that Colorado has degraded.
Have not spiked as far as, you know,
yeah,
youth usage. Or, no.
No, it is not some, like, chaotic hive of scum there now. It seems to be a really good idea. All right, let's go to this next story from, one of our favorite places, Orlando, Florida.
You took the bell away from Shelly. Shelly doesn't have the bell now.
Listen, what a nice ring that was. That just lingered, didn't it? You just you have to have that right special touch.
He's saying that he rings the bell better than I did.
Isn't there a joke about a dead ringer somewhere in this mix? I don't know. okay. Now, this is a wild one. It's got so much in it, I wasn't sure exactly, like, where I should start, because I don't want to just start reading it the way it's written. So let me start with this. Cops were called to the house of a dispute. A guy was in an argument with his girlfriend, and she claimed that he had cornered her in the garage and slapped her and poked her in the chest and then spit in her face and then pass gas in her face. This guy is 500 pounds. When deputies arrived, he was absolutely naked, and he just sat down on the floor and dared them to try to move him. Now, this guy's 500 pounds and 6 feet tall. He was kicking the deputies. They couldn't get this guy up. They could not maneuver him.
It's called a taser.
Well, it's probably even worse if you have like a big dead lump of flesh there now. Finally, when they got this guy, they said that they couldn't even handcuff him. That the handcuffs would not fit around his wrist.
He was like three sets, probably.
He was too big for the patrol car. They had to summon a prisoner transport van to haul him in. And he was using every tool at his disposal and every God-given gift he had, farting and kicking and pushing around with every bit of his 500 pounds. I wonder what his girlfriend is like.
He's got a girlfriend, I don't.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, here's a weird story from New York. And yes, it has the connection between Ebola and feces and eating. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. This music is from?
No.
Sam, you know.
Off the top of my head, well, I'm going to say The Exorcist.
No.
Damn.
No, it's from The Entity.
That was just too easy.
It was on the, I just said it.
But it couldn't have been that easy. I mean, I heard you say it. He heard you say it.
I know. Is it that easy to give you guys trick questions?
I didn't even know that was a movie.
We didn't know that was an option.
What are we playing for Bumper? The music from The Entity. What movie was it from? Welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange, when we dig into some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. And The Entity was the movie where Barbara Hershey portrays a woman being repeatedly raped by a ghost.
That doesn't sound like a great movie.
It was so strange. It's one of the strangest horror movies that I've ever seen, and it's based on a true story. And I actually was able to talk to, you know, some of the people who were there and investigated that case. But when you watch the movie, there are scenes where she's there stark naked, and you can't see the entity, but you can see her flesh being manipulated by the invisible hands and body of the entity. And what's funny about this movie is that...
it's not a comedy.
There's nothing funny about this movie, actually. But, I don't want to spoil this if you haven't seen it, because you really should watch it if you're an adult. But I remember when I watched The Entity, it was just such a weird concept, and... the very last scene of the movie,
yeah,
something happens, and it gives me, literally, I just got cold chills right now. I remember I was watching it. It's one of those things where I was like probably 15 or 16 years old. I was by myself in a dark room watching this movie, and the very final scene, what happened, just kind of like, that was actually scary. I just sort of shuddered. But in the real entity case, a big group of scientists and photographers came to this woman's house, and this thing materialized. They all got to see it, and they got some pretty wild photographs from that night as well. So, but I'm amazed they haven't remade that movie, actually. But I always thought the music was pretty cool as well. Before we move on to some stories, I also want to point out, if you have not taken advantage of the free good luck charm that I am offering, you should do it. It's electronic. You can instantly download it. There's no catch here. It's not some kind of a program or a tracking device. It's something that I assure you will make your life better. And I have already been getting emails, because I talked about this some on Coast to Coast AM, October the 24th. And people have gone to freecharm.com and downloaded this free good luck charm. This is my own creation. And And they are emailing me now, telling me about all these wonderful things that are happening in their lives. And some of it's simple stuff. It's like, for example, one guy emailed me, and he said, I went to freecharm.com, and I downloaded the, it's an image, basically, is what it is. And he goes, I put it on my laptop while I was sitting in line at a cafe. He was going through a drive-thru at some kind of, you know, coffee place or whatever. And he said, I put it on my computer, and he said, like, 45 seconds later, I pulled up to the window and found that the person in front of me had paid for my order. Just one of those moments where a stranger is just kind to another stranger. And he thought, how astounding that as soon as I did this, my world started to change. And he's like, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next. So please do it. Go to freecharm.com, because I have a belief that if everybody goes and is exposed to what's on that website, it will make your life better, and it will make, therefore, our whole universe, at least our planet, better, because we don't live on an island. We all help each other out, or we go down together. Here's a story from Clinton, Connecticut. Another Connecticut story. A Connecticut man was arrested after police say he wandered into the wrong home drunk and got in bed with a stranger, let out a huge belch, and passed out. This woke up and startled the homeowner, and he called 911. Police say the incident happened early Saturday morning at an apartment complex in Clinton, and officers say the 26-year-old man told officers he thought he was at his mother's apartment in the same complex. A man in the home said he told the man to get the hell out of his bed and leave, but the man refused and was still there when officers arrived. Well, that's one. See, always lock your doors.
Always.
It's amazing. You know, I go running around and I give people, well, I tell ghost stories, of course, and you wouldn't believe how often the horrible ghost story starts with, well, this guy didn't lock his door, and blah, 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 right? Always lock your door. It's a good idea. And, Sam, you just printed out the image at freecharm.com. Have you read the material yet?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Well, I got one for me and Shelley, but not for you.
I'm perfectly fine.
Thank you. The universe is smiling.
That's right. The universe is smiling on you now, and this will change your life. But you've got to be exposed to it.
Expose yourself to it.
Yeah. I put it on my cell phone because it's the first thing that you usually look at when you wake up and the last thing you look at before you go to bed. And so it makes a big impact on the bookends of your day.
Oh.
So
you almost sound like a human there for a second.
Bookends of the day.
Yeah. I should write a self-help book called Bookends of Your
Day. Surprised you haven't.
Oh, it's in the works. Trust me. Here is an odd story from New York. And when I read this story, at first I thought maybe this is some kind of a fake story. But then I went and I watched the video footage, and it's real. There is a news anchor in New York named Errol Lewis. And he is on a channel called NY1, and he was being interviewed about ways to avoid getting Ebola, which, by the way, let me just say, I think this thing is being way overhyped.
The numbers are, like, literally, like, if you were happened to be infected, you could, like, infect two people.
Mm-hmm.
The mumps, if you have the mumps, you can infect 14 people.
Mm-hmm.
So on the range, I forget the scale, you know, it's not the Schofield scale, but, you know, it's like the scale.
Right.
It's the lowest with Hep C moving on up to your bigger and stuff. And there's been how many confirmed cases in the United States? If you're in Africa and you don't have access to, if they catch it in time, it's not,
yeah.
spreading. It has been blown ridiculously out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
Not to say that, and you've talked about this before, could something horrendous happen like that? Yeah. Like, we could all be wiped out relatively quickly.
I think the flu is the biggest threat. Mm-hmm. Just the old flu, you know, and the flu gets more and more virulent sometimes because it becomes resistant to the vaccines.
All these things right here. People will use all these.
Yeah.
Instant hand sanitizers making super strain.
Mm-hmm.
I use those.
I don't.
We get really gross things at the shop.
They're called customers.
Sometimes you just don't know where those coins have been. And, we...
My ass pennies. You've handled my ass pennies.
Do you like to sniff the pennies sometimes? Well, we'll make sure when we go to Wright's Coin Shop, we'll give them some ass coins.
I don't think she knows what we're talking about. Continue the story.
So this guy's advice is don't put random feces in your mouth.
Okay. Well, that's always good advice.
Unless you're a fetishist in Berlin.
He said especially eating poop on the subway mm-hmm. has the highest risk of carrying the Ebola infection.
Preaching to the choir, friend.
I mean, I'm not sure if he was trying to be a little bit outrageous or if, you know, he was looking at this as a real issue. But that was his advice. And in fact, in the video clip, he went more or less, he implied that you shouldn't put mucus or any other nasty things that you find in your mouth. So I don't know if there are people who actually are eating feces on the subways now.
It depends on what line you're on.
Yeah, the brown line.
Now, am I correct in saying that they're not 100% sure on how this is even transmitted? I mean, obviously, blood, poo, you know, stuff of that nature.
Right.
But they're not even 100% sure, like, that, you know, you couldn't catch it, perhaps, airborne or... I mean, am I correct in this? Or?
Well, I've heard that it's not an airborne thing. You have to come into direct contact
with.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking.
They think.
And so far, you know, what most of the people who are getting it are in the medical business, and you can see those are the high-risk folks. Okay, it's time for a break. When we come back, I've got, two stories I've saved for the end of the show tonight. And I don't know how I'm going to read these things.
But by the grace of God.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So, we'll see how this goes. It's the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange. It's getting cold now, isn't it, guys? You know, those winter storms will be blowing in very soon. Power is going to go out. And it's the perfect time to prepare by getting yourself the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price guaranteed. It's called the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator, and it's, well, created by me and my team. And, you know, if you get gas, well, it's just going to run out, and it's very expensive. Well, go to sunshinesimple.com and just learn about the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home. You can watch a video there, and you'll see why this thing has done so well, and we've sold them all over the United States. Sunshinesimple.com. There's just no reason to not go and at least check it out.
What if a cloud of volcanic ash were to cover the sun, and you weren't able to get sunlight to power the solar generator?
Well, we have our volcanic thermal adapter, which will turn the turbine.
You have to prepare.
That's an extra kit that we have available on the side. And also, let me let all of you know, now, I've talked about this before, but I have a big book deal, and I'm very happy about that, but I'm on a deadline. And I have got to deliver a significant portion of this book by December the 15th. I have to do it. This book is going to come out next year, and I think they're going to make a pretty big deal out of it.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
And so I am not going to be able to do another Speaking of Strange or anything else for that matter until I get this deadline met. So I am going to go into seclusion.
Me and Shelly will do it.
Literally going to be in a cabin in the woods. And, hey, if you guys want to take the helm and do some Speaking of Strangers, we could probably make that happen. I'm not going to be able to respond to texts or emails or any of that stuff. I'm going dark, and I'm just going to be sitting there maniacally cranking out classic literature. So as soon as that's done, then we'll get back on our regular schedule. But this will be the last new Speaking of Strange for a little while until I get that done. So don't be offended if you don't hear from me for a while. Okay, here are the last two stories of the night. And the first one, I'll be kind of careful how I read it. It comes to us from, of course, Florida. And it's not just Florida, it's a Florida Walmart. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? A 19-year-old walked into Walmart. By the way, this is the dark 30 hour. So tune out if there are kids around or if you're easily offended, okay? That's your warning. Walked into a Walmart, dropped his pants, and mounted a stuffed horse. And then proceeded to completely satisfy himself, at which point he took the now contaminated furry horse and put it back on a shelf with other items. Shelly, you're shaking your head as if you know this story.
I do know this story. I read this story. It is
somehow this
horrible.
Made it through to Shelly. Contaminating other things. They say the 19-year-old man, quote, selected a brown, tan, and red stuffed horse from the clearance shelf in the garden department.
A Palomino.
Yeah. Proceeded to pull out his stuff and proceeded to utilize short, fast movements. And I can't be that detailed, so I'm going to skip this part. But basically, yes, he took the soiled stuffed horse and he put it on top of a bed and a bag comforter set. The thing that nobody can understand is that they arrested him for sexual assault on a toy. They released him on a $1,500 bond, which he paid for with cash he had on his person. So if he's running around with $1,500 cash, why didn't he just buy the horse?
Well, it takes away all the excitement.
Apparently
yes,
so.
Discovery fantasies.
And the very last one, this has got one of those weird twist endings. apparently they're trying to crack down on bestiality porn in the UK.
Big brother.
Yeah, what's the world coming to? And so the authorities obtained a video that was shot showing a woman engaged with a tiger.
Ooh.
And when they decided to infiltrate this pornography ring and charge them, that's when they realized that this actually was not a tiger. It was a man in a tiger suit. They say one giveaway is that at one point during the porn, the tiger literally says, "That's great!" And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And, hey, keep tuning in for shows. You are commanded.